The time has come, everyone. The time has come to choose your side.
We did it. We're settling it now.
Dad jokes or no dad jokes? There's only one way to vote, and it's to head to weHaveConcerns.com/shop and buy the no dad jokes t-shirt.
Or the team dad jokes t-shirt, which will show your allegiance
to no dad jokes, which is the shirt you're buying.
Team dad jokes.
weHaveConcerns.com/shop, and remember to click on no dad jokes because it's the only sane answer. Why are we using the inequalities of economies to make things cheap for us if things are still going to be $200?
That's a really good point. $200 is a high price point for anything.
Show me anything and I'll tell you why it shouldn't be $200. That's just, I don't know. That's a lot of money. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Oh, 3D printers. I love them.
I wouldn't pay $200 for one.
You wouldn't?
No. Maybe.
Here's what you do. You get
because you get unlimited objects in theory, but have you ever seen the output of a 3D printer?
Is it not good?
It's well, I mean, it's fine, but you picture like, oh, I've got a 3D printer. It's like Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah, just make me something.
I just ask for whatever I want. As long as whatever I want is, you know, a 3-inch by 3-inch object.
Plastic, or, lumpy looking object.
Or I'm willing to print out 400 parts. Yeah, to put together something.
Snap them together.
Yeah. It's like, look, like my friend got one, and when we used to have one in the office at Revision 3, like, I know a few people that have them, and it's always like, look what we can do. And you come back 10 hours later, and it's printed one like, part. Duh,
duh. Yeah. Well, what you do is you get the 3D printer, and then you have it print a 3D printer.
That's larger.
And then you return the original 3D printer, get your $200 back.
My dad did that for a while with... electronic cat litter boxes, the ones that clean themselves.
Yeah.
He was like, these things are great, but they break every 60 days, but Walmart has a 60-day return policy. He was like, I just go to Walmart and return it and like, do
like,
some
how come
shopping.
There's all this cat shit in here still?
This doesn't work.
I don't know. It broke.
60 days.
That's how you get out of ever having to clean the litter box right there.
I'm just going
to
get a new electronic litter box and some Faded Glory plaid shirts.
Every 60 days, that's all I need.
And some $3.98 DVDs.
Thank you, Walmart.
Barbershop 4? I didn't even know.
Thanks, checkout aisle. Well, our friend Brian Toby, who sent this article to us using our Gmail over there at the
WeHaveConcernsShow@gmail.com.
You can also use the subreddit. That's WeHaveConcerns.reddit.com. He sent this article about 3D printers that are printing with molten steel.
That sounds safe.
This is a company called MX3D. They created a multi-axis, hence MX, mm-hmm. a multi-axis printer that can actually print with molten steel. And their next project to prove how awesome this thing is they're going to print a bridge in Amsterdam. You've been to Amsterdam.
I've been to Amsterdam. Tons of bridges.
Have you seen any
no shortage of bridges.
That need extra bridges?
No.
A span, perhaps, that needs to be bridged?
No, there are pretty much bridges everywhere you could want one, and then some places where you don't know why there are bridges.
Well, you know why?
It's a little bit like Dark City.
If like, you can 3D print them, why not have a bridge there?
But it's a little bit like Dark City where you kind of walk around and there are bridges that seem to go to nowhere and buildings and everything's at a wrong angle. Everything's at literal Dutch angles, which I didn't understand what that really meant until I went.
You've been to Amsterdam.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, Dutch angles. but no, they do love architecture and design and building things. That's kind of their jam. So I can see them coming up with something like this.
Well, check out how this works. So basically, this multi-axis, it's a giant arm with multiple joints on it. And it sits on this base and it literally can lean over, print itself a track to slide on, move down that track, and then print a bridge as it goes. So it prints itself its own method of getting farther down the bridge.
Does the track become part of the bridge itself?
I think so, yeah. Okay. I think it's all sort of all built in. And you can have two of these things working on either edge of the span, and they meet in the middle and finish the bridge.
Huh.
Pretty badass. And they're printing with molten steel, so it's a fully usable, drivable bridge. And you don't have to print out parts like you were talking about before. It literally just prints a finished cantilevered bridge.
I bet that's an ugly-ass bridge.
It looks kind of cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's just all steel?
It's all steel, but it's all, you know, it's kind of this latticework-looking cantilevered bridge.
Huh.
Are you into this?
Sure. Why not? 3D print everything, I guess. I'm just picturing in my head two of these robots working from either end of a really wide expanse and meeting, and it's like they're an inch off.
And then they start blaming each other.
Is the robots just start throwing molten steel at each other?
It was your fault.
I am telling you, I have my commands. I'm looking at my commands right here.
Well, obviously your commands are wrong because you're 2 inches off.
Hey, Dave, did we build these things to talk, or do we need to hit the emergency button and just nuke this fucker from space?
I didn't teach mine to talk. I don't know why either of them are talking right now. I think we should probably hit the emergency button.
All right. Well, say goodbye to your wife and family, because the radius from this blast is going to be huge.
Maybe we should...
No, it's for the good of everyone. I've seen a lot of stuff like this. I've seen a giant 3D printer that is supposed to be able to print prefab houses.
Yeah.
And so it just prints these parts of a prefab house, and then you can just ship them out. So you don't have to even assemble the prefab parts of the prefab house, which is crazy.
Even more prefab.
It's the most prefabbed that things have ever been.
Exactly.
Things were prefabbed before. These are prefabbed.
So prefabbed. Yeah, I think that's kind of rad. I like the idea of having something that wasn't made from component parts, that it only ever was molten or this shape. You know, that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. The things that I've seen 3D printed just look kind of shitty. Like a major part of printing something on a 3D printer is always sanding it afterwards and like getting all the weird parts out of it.
They need a bridge sanding robot.
And I just think it's going to be just, I'm just picturing this steel that kind of looks like a steel bridge that kind of looks like a giant fly just kept regurgitating and building a structure.
I mean, that's kind of what it is. That's kind of what it is. It's a robot that's regurgitating metal.
But it looks all
metal.
Like it's kind of gooey looking when it dries. And so it always looks gooey, like a little melty. And so everything starts looking like a really bad blacklight poster.
It's just a lumpy,
we're just living lumpy structures. Like the aliens in Ender's Game. Like they all just live they live in those lumpy weird structures, and like they have a lumpy weird planet.
Yeah,
and like,
the buggers.
Yeah, the buggers just look like they live we live in these giant molten metal towers that are caves.
Or have you ever seen the famous Gaudi church that's been in construction for over 100 years in Barcelona?
No, is it? It's still in construction.
Yeah, it's been under construction for 100 years. It's still under construction. It's this massive, crazy thing, but it looks like it was 3D printed because it's all lumpy and I mean, it's gaudy, right? Because it's Gaudi.
Nope.
But I mean, that's where that comes from. That's not a joke. That's where that comes from. I think.
Is it a joke?
I don't think it's a joke.
Is it a joke?
It wasn't a joke. No, I still have my one in the pocket.
All right, keep going. You're lucky I don't speak. That sounds French, but maybe it's Spanish.
It's Spanish. Yeah. He's a famous Spanish architect, and he made these really
ostentatious. His name is Gaudi.
Yeah.
Okay, then it is a dad joke.
Well, I think that's where Gaudi comes from.
I don't know. We'd have to have an etymologist take a look at the roots of these words, but I'm...
All right, well, just to be safe,
it's a provisional
let me
dad
have
joke.
Another one.
It's the Roger Maris dad joke. I'm just giving you like a...
It's an asterisk?
Yeah, a little asterisk on this one, and like, just try not to tell another one.
We'll see. Okay, yeah, they're all kind of lumpy and ostentatious and really overly designed. All his structures are like crazy over the top. And this church in particular, it looks like a 3D printed object because it's got that thing you're talking about, which is sort of like extra bits that just kind of accidentally melted off a side. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
But this bridge,
I mean, eventually, like, look, the deal is like 3D printing is sort of... A lot of manufacturers are saying it's kind of the future of everything.
Yeah.
Like the future. So eventually I'm sure we're going to get to the point where a 3D printed thing looks smooth and clean and like really nice and just like something you would buy from a store. Right now you kind of print a cup and the cup is almost round and it looks like it's made out of spider silk in kind of a weird way.
Maybe steps,
and you don't,
man.
And
maybe
you don't
steps.
Want to drink out of it because it feels weird. Like everything that comes out of a 3D printer feels a little weird. Like they have that strange plastic feeling to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I like, mean, it, like the kind of plastic that they don't make toys out of anymore because kids were putting it in their mouths
right.
and turning dumb.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what everything that comes out of a 3D printer feels like.
But so the way we've made bridges in the past mm-hmm. is we make a bunch of bolts and we make a bunch of fucking rods.
Yeah.
And we make a bunch of slats and we make a bunch of, you know, nuts and screws and we take them to a place
yeah.
and we start building it piece by piece.
Yep.
Why should we do that? Let's make, just make the bridge shape. Let's just make a bridge shape, stick it in a spot, and now it's bridge shape thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to have parts.
No, I get where you're coming from, and I love the idea of it. It's just a shame that right now the reality of it is spider silk, weird feeling lumpy shit.
I mean, we're getting there. And this thing looks like the promise is that it's going to be, I mean, the thing that they've shown it make is spider silk, lumpy, weird thing.
Yeah.
So far, but the artist rendition of what it's going to make.
You should, I don't know. Like, it seemed like a bad investment, and then they took me through their PowerPoint deck.
Yeah.
And there were some beautiful artist renderings of what this timeshare is going to look like. I really think we need to get in on this.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, the reality, it's a swamp. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is now.
Now it's a swamp, and that's what they were saying, is like, that's why it's so cheap.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be a swamp in 5 years, and then right. it's real close to Disneyland.
But are we're going to take vacations for 5 years while it's still a swamp?
Not to there.
Well, but we're paying for it for 5 years now, so
we're
no vacation.
Paying for the future.
I don't know about paying for the future, honey. I want to pay for the present because I want to take vacations now.
Well, let me call. Hey, can we take vacations in the swamp? They say we can take vacations in the swamp.
Well, but do we want
to? Yay! We're going to live in a swamp! That's right. We're swamp people now, kids.
Yes! People.
This is going to be great.
I think everyone should
calm
down.
And then in 5 years, there will be a building on the swamp.
I want to be a frog.
You can be a frog.
I want to be a salamander.
Your expectations are a little high based on how much talent and skill you have right now.
I think everybody should just calm down. We don't want to be swamp people.
We know. Who doesn't? Look, you can't tell us. You can't decide for the family whether or not we're swamp people. Kids, do you want to be swamp people?
Yay!
I want to be a salamander. Still.
Listen to me very carefully, Sharon.
Oh, I can't be a salamander?
No, you're not good at a lot of things. You're too young and you're stupid. Maybe one day
you'll
be smart
right.
like Dad.
Your father's right.
Think ahead. Think of the future. Lay that groundwork. Become a salamander that you wish to see in the world. Right now, you're just saying things. Everybody, get in the car. We're going to the swamp.
Oh, man.
This is one of those things that eventually leads to a few years of total economic destabilization because
yeah,
eventually we print everything we want. We don't need manufacturing, right?
Right.
We cut
There's
out
gonna
a lot
be that
of the
ugly
man.
Bit, that yeah. ugly bit where a lot of people lose a lot of jobs real fast.
Real fast, and we don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
But the upper class gets to print out whatever they want on demand. So that's kind of one of those deals. But I do enjoy the idea of a future where it's like, I just print whatever I want. The thing that I see happening in the short term, and I think the thing that a lot of people want to do with 3D printers is kind of get around the idea of planned obsolescence. Mm-hmm. So like my shitty thing that I bought at Walmart or Target, because that's the only place we buy things now. Right. And even if we buy things at a something that's considered a more upper class store, it's usually manufactured in the same plant in China. It's right. like, it's all the same shit that comes from all the same place.
It might as well be a 3D printer.
It might as well be a 3D
it's just
printer.
Little
We're
human
just replacing
hands.
China with 3D printers.
Hey, I got this amazing 3D printer. All you got to do is put materials in one end of this building, and on the other end of this building, out comes cellular telephones.
James, you're the most brilliant PR man I've ever hired.
Thank you.
And I like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I can clearly see as a human being with eyes.
Yeah.
And not a lot of smarts.
Mm-hmm.
That the 3D printer is just a factory full of crying Chinese people.
Well, sure. But if you take the long view, and by that I mean stand far away, you can't hear the crying. Mm-hmm. And really, what you see is materials going in one end and cellular telephones coming out the other end. What happens inside the magic box is anyone's guess.
Hey, that's that motherfucker that sold me Swampland. Don't listen to him.
Dad, I don't want to be a salamander anymore.
You made your choice, Sharon. Just like I made mine. So planned obsolescence, yeah. you're kind of getting around the manufacturing process. If it starts off as, well, we're still buying the same inexpensive crap that we've always bought,
right,
but a part breaks and somebody designs a part replacement in a CAD program and you can download the file and 3D print it. And so we sort of get around the idea of these things that we own that are built to break until eventually everything we own is replaced piece by piece with some fucking kindergarten ass looking ABS brightly colored plastic.
It's just the world we live in. We're all living Gaudi's world.
A Gaudi world of Playmobil churches.
But here's the next step that I see in my head.
Yeah.
Which might be a little farther down the line, but it's where things have no value anymore. Raw materials have value and ideas have value. So all I buy from a store is the plans for a thing and the materials.
You're waiting for the world to become Settlers of Catan.
Yeah, man.
You're waiting for the world to become a Euro game.
Just, I'll give you brick and all you have to do is give me some wood. And we make our own shit. I'll make my own sheep. I don't care.
Oh my God, all the tabletop nerds are going to run this future.
That's what I've been practicing for, Anthony, with all my Euro games. Raw materials is the only thing that matters. Just let me get my little bits, my little cubes of shit.
I don't know. It's perfect. Just, in the old world, Jeff was just a guy who was just a normal middle class guy. But in this new world, he's the overlord of all materials. I don't know what happened.
He's a barren prince.
He's really good at Ticket to Ride. Somehow that helped.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right. Like, I collected it all. I made my economic engine pump raw materials and my tendrils extended out into the world.
One question.
Yes.
Why all the sheep?
You know what? I just got a really good trade deal on sheep. So many sheep.
Turns out these things don't use wool. I didn't know. How was I going to know?
I didn't need any wool, but I got plenty of it.
No, I like that this is replacing a huge amount of time and man hours.
Yeah.
With just one machine that can kind of do this unsupervised. I'm really psyched.
Yeah, just come back in a week.
It'll be a bridge. And you come back and like everybody's just in these horrible spider webs of molten metal. Just like, no one was watching it! No one was watching it!
It realized that it was unsupervised.
Ching, 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 ching. Oh my God. What is that sound? It's coming back! Hit the button!
The button from space!
Nuke it!
It's just bridging everything. It's just bridges everywhere.
All things will be connected. All things will be connected.
A cage with a human inside it bridged to another cage with another human inside it.
How do we make it stop? It's coming right at me! It stopped.
What?
It just stopped. Out of wool, replace wool cartridge, error number 37.
Hey man, don't look at me. Don't look at me just because I have all the sheep.
No, just
I won't, I'm not going to give it any sheep. I promise.
How'd this thing get started to begin with?
I mean, here's the thing. Do you have any brick? Because I'll trade you some sheep.
How far off do you think the 3D printed future is? You can let us know on Twitter. Just hashtag that wool. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And hey, if you're enjoying the show, can you do us a little favor? Just a tiny favor. Smallest favor.
Clean my house.
Clean his house. He's got a lot of sheep that need taken care of.
There's a lot of sheep droppings.
No, if you could just tell a friend about the show. That's the best thing you can do.
That's even better than cleaning my house.
You know, if you could tell two friends about the show, maybe send them to the new listener guide. If you go to wehaveconcerns.com/new listener, you'll get 10 episodes that we have all picked out together as a family that will let people know all about the show, hopefully get them into it, grow the society of concerned citizens, and help us make more shows.
We like that. Please do it.